Okay, this is Radio Kate, still here at AdTech London. We had an amazing response to the earlier audio boo I did with Kelly Harvey from NovaCare. So I've come back, I've got a few questions to ask you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'll be great.
Okay, first of all, somebody was asking me if they wanted to, you know, send off and get their own pills made, is there a particular quantity of tablets they would have, or can you do like small orders?
Well, everything that we do, we have high-end and low-end capacity. We found that most of our big customers started out as small customers that we help nurture through. The minimums are going to really depend on how exotic the ingredients are, but for the most part, we find that we can do minimums around 100 to 200 bottles for most formulas.
And, I mean, what kind of price are you looking at to retail at?
You know, once again, it really depends on the ingredients that are used. Most of the products that we make are going to have wholesale prices somewhere between $2 and $8, just depending on the type of ingredients that are used. And these are products that will retail anywhere from $29.99 to $100.
What's the market like at the moment? Obviously, like, the world's going through a bit of an economic crisis. Are you seeing a kind of downturn in sales?
Not at all. In fact, during the recession, or the so-called recession in the U.S., our business has actually grown. We found that when the economy is down, people are more concerned about their health. They don't want to go to the doctor. They start to do more preventative type actions, which includes dietary supplementation.
Yeah, which is interesting, actually. What one of the people I spoke to wanted to know about if they wanted to sort of create like an immune system booster. You know, obviously a lot of people are worried about swine flu, might have the next wave of swine flu coming up. They were talking about something with like elderberry or echinacea, vitamin C, bioflavonoids. Is that something you could produce?
Yeah, there's a lot of herbs and vitamins that help to boost the immune system. In the United States, we can't market them as any type of a cure or prevention for swine flu or anything like that because of our rules and regulations, but there are definitely good herbs out there that help to boost the immune system.
So, I mean, how far can you go with, I mean, like, if you want to market it as kind of like a helper or an immune system booster, how far can you go with something like that?
In the United States, we can say this will build immunity, but we cannot say it will cure, prevent, or mitigate any disease. So you can't say the word swine flu. You can't say anything that's actually a disease in your advertising.
Okay, but you can just hype up the sort of...
Yeah, you can make a body, a structure, what's called a structure function claim that says what it will do in the body. Like, for example, with a bone product, you cannot say it'll cure osteoporosis, but you can say it will increase bone mineral density or decrease bone deterioration. In the case of swine flu, you can say it will boost your immune system.
So there are kind of ways that you can still...
Yeah, there are ways.
I was just wondering, because you're an American company, the sort of pills that you produce, can we sell them over here, or do we need some kind of like doctor's license?
Well, you know, every country is different, but we actually have a fulfillment center in Canada, in Amsterdam. We basically can ship health and beauty products anywhere in Europe on a not-for-resale basis. So in other words, if a customer goes to a website of either ours or our customers, we can ship it to those clients directly for their personal use. In order to get it into a wholesaling system where you sell it in a retail store, like a grocery store, that's when it requires the registration process.
Okay. But if I set up a website, then my customers are effectively buying straight from you?
Yeah, and we would bring that into Amsterdam and then spread it out to the EU from there.
Okay, and just one more time for anybody who's interested, how can they get in touch or find you online?
Well, they can go to tsn2000.com or they can email me directly at k.harvey@tsn2000.com. That's k.harvey@tsn2000.com.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.